He's got a communicable
you're
disease.
Cadet. You know, he says he's got something special to pick you. So, we need to go, you know, use the transporter. They're not transported everywhere. There's, like, one at the academy, one for the Bay Area, you know, like,
green,
one for New York area. So they're not that many transports. And usually you need, you know...
tickets or something? It's like the airport?
Yeah, you usually need tickets. You have to wait in line. You have, you know, special privilege type thing. You know, but he's got a couple.
Oh, wow.
You know, just off the bat.
All important.
You know...
this is a lot connected.
So you transport to Paris. Which takes you to, this little French restaurant.
Out of the way.
Saint Green. You know, sort of out of the way.
Okay.
Chef Saint Green, he says, you know, he's talking so much about, you know, how great the food is and stuff.
Sure.
The atmosphere, you know, real, real earth experience, you know.
Sure. I'm not native, so it should be...
you know, so when he walks in, you know, everybody greets him, so, you know.
Is his family from around here or something? I'll ask him.
No. He just
comes here a lot.
He comes here a lot because, you know, he really likes it. He likes the little out-of-the-way places, you know. And this is the one that he found. It was really good.
Okay. Fair enough.
So he... you know...
he's from what?
He buys you, or, you know, he orders and does everything, you know, like, sort of kind of old-fashioned.
Sure.
And then he tries to charm influence on you.
Okay.
You can resist if you want. He's just
trying,
he's trying
to charm influence.
Well, he's just trying to make a good impression.
Okay.
It's only the first date.
Sure.
If you had shoes.
If you roll really well, you know, you get pretty far.
We'll see.
See
what you roll.
Okay. So the red die is a wall.
Yep.
Okay. So it's a pretty good impression. You know, he seems to be a nice guy.
Okay. You know, you rolled a two.
Yes, I know. I did.
I'm worried about this.
He seems to be a pretty nice guy.
Okay. I don't know. I rolled a two, so
yeah. Is his name Bob Riker?
Bill
Riker's younger brother.
Cadet Tom Paris.
No, Tom Paris.
I knew there was a problem.
Oh my! I didn't watch the show enough, but what the hell was wrong with him?
It's nothing wrong with it.
Okay,
no. Ladies man.
Oh, okay.
First date, huh?
Aha!
You're slow. You must have just got better as you got along.
So anyway,
very
simple. You know,
okay.
Nice. He takes you back, all proper.
Okay.
His dad's an admiral or something.
Yeah.
Cool.
Katrina calls you, Eric.
Uh-huh.
She says, you know, she wants you to come over.
Okay.
Because she wants to go shopping.
Okay.
So she needs someone to carry stuff.
Okay.
He needs to ride us.
Sounds good.
Okay. So, you know, you guys go to the mall. You know, she goes around buying stuff, lots of clothes and stuff. So you eventually carry a fair amount of stuff, but you're okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you go have lunch and stuff, and then, you know, she talks a lot about herself. Well, no, actually. Nah, she doesn't really talk too much about herself.
Oh, well.
You know, she encourages you to talk about yourself.
I tell her about my plan to create a little volcanic eruption with donuts.
Carbonated soda?
No, donuts. And so, like, when everyone is done coming out of the lecture hall for the big archaeology lecture coming up, it's raining colored glazed donuts.
Oh, that's pretty nice. She talks about her evil nemesis who destroyed her teddy bear.
Someone destroyed her teddy bear? Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Who could that be?
Who knows?
That's
mean.
Fascinating.
Who could it be?
All this backstory that I make up in the not told you.
Just play me.
Thou revenge for us. You avenge her.
I just remind her that I'm easy.
Very.
And then a few easy kills.
Yeah, she likes that anyway.
Manipulate me as much as she wants.
Okay. So we had one date.
Got our date.
So now.
We got our tickets.
I get to go with what's his face. So.
That's right. You get to go with Tom.
You guys can use the other three.
Tom Paris.
Well, maybe I'll have better seats.
Yeah, you have to.
He's taking me to Paris.
You know, like you know,
Admiral
front row.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Fancy,
fancy. So anyway,
yeah, you know.
So you know, you're
some of us are just working class.
Like, yeah, we're just going to be engineers and science officers, and some of us are just going to be pansy ass
social
chair and direct thing.
Social butterfly.
No real skill, but get to be captain anyway.
Red shirt.
I'm not going to be captain.
Red shirt. I thought you were going to be a red shirt every episode.
Yeah. I'll get killed every
crewman week. Number six.
Not you and Fred.
Episode 69.
Yeah, play him 69.
Alright, so the lecture, you know, you're all sitting in different places, basically. Because,
right.
You know, your vocal friend couldn't get you all together.
Are we to the lecture yet?
Yeah, we're to the lecture.
I wanted to do
before
this.
That?
To do what?
Right.
Oh, the donut thing?
Yeah, I want to basically just rig a little sort of, you know...
Is this your random act of violence?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a very well-planned random act of violence.
Okay.
Why are you doing random acts of violence?
I want to enforce the callous nature of the universe, yet its inherent laws and duty upon the school staff.
Material engineering, mechanical.
And if we don't have any...
You don't have it? You can just make an intellect roll.
Okay.
Do you want to get help?
Anyone here got it?
I mean, what you described is, you know, not exactly trivial, but, you know.
Material engineering?
You know what I really need is a bunch of big catapults.
No.
Yeah.
Little donuts.
Material engineering, no, but I have each of them.
I want to find...
I have telekinesis.
Wow.
That'll
work. No, I want to find someone else who would be willing to do this kind of prank.
Okay.
Prank.
Welcome to love, prank.
Love a good prank. I don't think you get my exposition on the Hegelian dualistic nature of why I'm doing this act of non-random, random violence.
No.
It's a Hegelian protest against the screaming void of the universe.
Non-random, non-violent.
You can try to convince of persuasion, debate.
That's true. But it don't involve jelly donuts.
Look here. This is how it goes.
You said glazed donuts.
Like a jelly in the middle. So it's glazed. I just want colored sprinkles. Remember that one scene with Simpsons with raining donuts outside? No donuts! Ah! That's the song I want.
It's raining those around things again.
Okay. Make a charm influence roll. See if you can get anybody to join you.
That's just presents?
Yeah, that's just presents.
Is it willpower or empathy? You kick really bad at one and good at the other.
No, not really.
Okay. Four. No, five.
Okay. You know, you get another Katarian to go along with you.
Okay.
You know.
They're rest.
The other have to go like, oh, this guy has a slightly higher skill.
Okay. Okay.
So you build something. It's not going to, you know, rain so much as sprinkle, but
it'll drop a couple of donuts.
Well, at least as long as there's a couple thousand donuts in the air.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can't fire a couple thousand donuts. It can fire, you know, a couple dozen at a time. But it'll keep doing it.
Okay.
You know, for a few minutes.
And do a nice random scattering.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, easy enough.
I want to go basically really high and come down so people can't see where they're coming from.
I'll bring a bag when I go to this.
So you should have just transported.
So do you want it timed or do you want it triggered or do you want it triggered or timed?
Timed.
Okay.
Actually, no, I better go triggered. You never know how long these suppressors are.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it gives you a little remote control.
Okay.
You know, you have to be within, like, you know, 50 meters.
Okay. Does it work?
Well,
we can go test it.
Yeah. I mean, you go off, you know, somewhere relatively secluded and test it.
I bring an umbrella.
It works.
Okay.
You know.
Umbrella.
it's kind of wasteful in that only like half the donuts get a good arc. The rest kind of flop out and stuff.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. So now tonight of the lecture.
Okay.
You know, lots of people again.
You know, I'm going to hit the card right in the head with the jelly donut.
Oh, a couple thousand.
Oh, wow.
I guess I'm not as big as the auditorium.
What's my bait there?
Do I have a tail?
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere. Can I go look for it?
Sure. Make a search roll. Unless you wanted a car before. Once you get there, it's like, oh, maybe I should have called.
Yeah, maybe I should.
So is this supposed to be a big formal fancy thing?
Not really. I mean, you can.
Do you wear your uniform?
A lot of people get, you know, wear, like, the cadet dress uniform.
Okay.
I want to call it because I want the umbrella to be big enough for two.
Good point.
I'll call it for him.
Okay. What? Umbrella?
Umbrella?
Just in case.
I mean, it might rain. It is November in San Francisco, so...
Might.
Hey, might. Depends on the climate.
Well, the sky is very clear.
Yeah.
Atmosphere control.
Yeah, atmosphere control is much better now. Nowadays. But anyway, alright, so she's supposed to bring an umbrella.
No, I brought
it. Oh, you brought an umbrella. Okay.
I just want to go with her, so she's in.
Oh, okay.
Get rained out.
Yeah.
Later.
All right. You're there.
Yeah.
You're there. Okay. So, anyways,
I made it.
In the lecture, he basically shows stuff like, you know, spears or ears and bowls.
He can go haywire.
Not yet.
Like a shard of broken pottery.
Yeah, broken pottery. Here's something that we might think, you know, some kind of early tape recorder or something. You know, early Dagrillan tape recorder. And he goes through, you know, each of the items and explains it. You know, he's actually, you know, he does a pretty good. You know, he tells about how they found it and life in the camp. And he goes little bits about the life in the camp and. You know,
he keeps
the one at the time the you know Orion Raiders attacked and that kind of stuff.
Orion Raiders.
You know, so you know he's relatively interesting for a professor. You know, and then the last thing he has is a man-sized statue. You know.
Uh oh.
You know, but it's just a big, like, head thing. And, you know, he says,
I get ready to duck.
This is a, the Graalin on Falls, which was, you know, which we think is some kind of, you know, religious artifact, you know, worshipped by the primitive peoples there.
So is he, like, looting people's religious temples now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in the name of science.
Got it. Isn't that against the Prime Directive?
That one, they're all dead.
Okay. So this is an extinct culture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you, like, wipe them out and then take their stuff?
Well, yeah. That's the other way around it.
Oh, no. They got good stuff.
Yeah. Donald and Eric. Oh, wait.
What kind of... Step away from the statue.
So this is like throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
You don't have a skill. Make an empathy.
I have six sense and which? Empathy?
Yep.
Presence of empathy?
Receptive empathy or whatever.
I have receptive telepathy. I don't have receptive empathy.
Oh, you don't?
No. Telepathy is the default beta noid thing.
Okay, make a resistance.
I have
penalty.
Sixth sense.
Which is like, what, psi?
Psi, yeah.
You are up front. Hey, you are up front.
I am up front.
Where's this rule book?
I don't know.
This one?
There's a little guy in the statue crying to get out.
Could be.
So it's a really realistic lifelike statue that's
untangibly
preserved? Or is it more like, you know, Michelangelo's Venus?
It's got missing arms. It's not just missing arms. It's you can barely make out a face. I mean, you know, some kind of face on it. It's mm-hmm. very worn. It's relatively worn, but it's not, like, broken. It's just
is it
old.
It's a full body statue or is it just a bust?
It's just a big head.
A big head. Okay. Like Easter Island?
Yeah, like one of the Easter Island things. So not that big.
I run screaming. I'm afraid.
All of a sudden.
No, wait, I'm bold and curious.
Still below.
I'm crusty.
I'm tireless and scampy.
I'm romantic.
Wow. Good shot. A bunch of points.
Four, seven. Okay, so you make your receptive telepathy, which is just psi plus range. What's port 10?
Unlikely. Five.
Okay. Sounds
like roll crappy.
You know, it's pretty entertaining. You know, yeah. Tom, you know, makes, you know, a bunch of, you know, snide commentary throughout.
Sure.
You know.
I believe he refers to everything with a phallic symbol with a phallic symbol. Doesn't that just make you sweat then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that was the whole lecture. The next day, let's do the third rule, see how well you're doing.
Next day, wait, what about the donuts?
Oh, that's right. As you come out.
I'm ready.
Are you trying to position yourself to be out first, or?
No, I'm not. But basically, I as soon as, you know,
everybody starts getting out.
Everyone's streaming out.
Right.
Then. Okay. I don't want to be coming out for a while. So about, you know, a fifth of the way.
Okay. So, you know, the first few people, you know, the first, you know, group out escapes without any harm. Then, you know, then the stuff spring, you know, occasional donut down, then more. And people are going, what the? The hell is this?
I'm ready. I'm trying to hit my car head with a jelly donut.
And it's...
You know, that's good preparation. She
causes, you know, a minor confusion. People stop and don't go out. And everything kind of backs up. You know, and the people outside kind of disperse and stuff.
Coming through.
Somehow, you know, you get through with your date and, you know...
That's great.
And you're fine.
She must be impressed.
You know,
she must be.
The occasional person, you know, tries to brave the storm and usually gets through okay. You know, occasionally gets through.
It's
pretty low. you know, and after, you know, about 10 minutes, it stops. So it's one of those weird things.
Strange.
Who knows?
Frogs.
Yeah, really.
Strange San Francisco weather.
Yeah. These humans.
Weird.
Okay. So the next day, let's make... Okay, I need personal equipment tricorder. If you have it, you can make your roll.
Is it intellect or?
It's an intellect, which is logic and.
Can you still roll or not?
You may roll.
You have personal equipment.
Personal equipment.
Personal equipment is not one of the. Well, okay, you do not have personal equipment, you can't roll?
No.
Well, okay, go ahead. Well, no, you can't roll. Already made or not roll, so.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's for the rest of you.
100%.
So if you don't have it, you can't roll. Otherwise, make a roll. It's intellect plus something, probably.
Logical perception.
Intellect plus logic. Mostly class.
I got a six.
Six.
And I'm looking for a six, I think. Yep.
Can you get a six? Oh, if you get a six with one of the dice.
I rolled a five and I got a plus one.
Yep, I'm looking for six.
Personal equipment is your skill. I have the skill. I'm specialized in.
How do you get a plus one?
Skill. Huh? The skill. Equipment. The skill is one. Unless it's specialized in, it's two.
Oh. It's an add.
Yeah.
It's not more dice.
No,
it's
not
mad. Yeah, oh. That's how you can get higher.
That makes sense. All my rolls were one or two points higher. Or lower. Who knows?
Okay, so who didn't have it?
You roll number of dice based on your attributes and you
add
your skill points.
Four dice plus two. 7.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that part you guys got?
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to try to put it in, you know, try to finish your project.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, things, you know, it's still going to take you, like, you know, 2 or 3 days, since you all have to go to classes and you know, other homework to do and stuff like that. So everybody can make, or if you don't have the skills to that.
Warp engine?
Yeah. What is it? Propulsion engineering warp engine.
Yep.
Propulsion engineering is a skill.
Wow.
And warp is
yeah.
is a specialty.
So I'm assuming only Wu has that.
Well, actually, if you don't have it, you can make the roll without any pluses.
Intellect logic.
In which case, it's just an intellect, not logic.
Not logic.
Nope.
What?
Just intellect.
Oh, all right. So we can all make a base intellect roll.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, I'm looking for like 5s.
10.
10.
6.
They just show you up, man. You know, you tell them, you know, I know this, this, and this, and this.
Well, no,
you know, and then,
no,
and then you put it together wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's too easy for me. Yeah, no.
So the way we do combined, this is a combined test. Combined tests are, you know, multiple people do it, the highest result, and then plus one for every person who succeeded.
So the rule would go?
So 10, 11, 12. Did you roll?
I rolled, but I didn't get
it. Okay, so 12, and you needed a 5, so you made it by at least 6.
Yeah,
okay,
maybe.
So you put it together, you know, you fix all the little parts that were wrong. Makes a little,
wow,
you know, it's kind of hard to tell, you know. You have to look at the little computer screen to actually see the little warp field forming and stuff. But, you know, in the air.
It works fine. It works.
You know, and then.
You wrote that.
So once it's done, and the next morning, you know, you get a call.
I get a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of your... Well, shoot, I gotta find names for you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, this could be bad.
So let's see. So Katrina and Tom are using for this already. In there. Gara. Female Vulcan name.
Dear.
Oh, Vera.
Vera!
Okay, so it's one of Gara's friends. And, you know, they, he said, Gara's the one you're after, right? Says, you know, something, you know, really weird happened. She's in, you know, at the, like the
hospital.
Yeah, the hospital, whatever. Emergency. Local, the academy, you know.
Infirmary,
yeah.
Medical center.
You know, she's asking for you.
Okay.
Hit by a donut.
Hit by a donut. That's a big one.
Okay, so you get there and
it's a loaded donut.
She's pregnant.
No, so she's in her own room. She's in the bed and you know, and she's all crying and stuff.
What?
Crying. Basically, she's
skin?
No, she's tolerant.
And
she's. And she's, like, paralyzed from the neck down.
What?
Wow. How? Can't they fix
that? She doesn't know. She says, you know, she just woke up and she couldn't move. You know, she could talk. She could talk. She could move.
Did
you
know what it was?
And the doctors, you know, the nurse says, the doctor says, you know, some kind of, some kind of enzyme. You know, some weird enzyme works that, you know, that we sent to the lab that we found in her blood. You know, we're not too sure how it's making.
Some sort of strange alien creature.
Yeah, you know, some kind of
new life form, and now she won't be able to, they can't get rid of it. It's sort of weird giant.
Because they'll kill it, and they can't kill what could be possibly intelligent life.
You know, yeah, so it's, So, you know, it's like blocking the neural pathways.
Blocking the neural pathways, but...
Reverse the polarity, as I say.
How embarrassing. Now you don't get someone to go to the dance with you. Why not? It's true. Put her on, you know, propulsor lip dance.
You know.
Well-powered suit.
So, but she says, you know, it was very scary. You know, now she's scary. Now she's more... A little calmer, but, you know, still very disappointed.
Tell me when you get better. No.
Bye.
Bye.
I need someone who can dance, baby.
Mop up the floor with you. Oh, actually, that's true. She can move now, but I can... can do whatever you want.
She can still scream.
No. He was thinking...
He's your dance partner.
Yeah. Not going to step on your feet now, is she?
So what are we going to do now? Just wait and see?
Yeah, well, you know, they're going to do some lab tests and stuff and hopefully fix it. It doesn't seem to be, you know, getting any worse.
Oh,
but, you know, he's under observation and stuff.
How much worse can it get?
Really?
Lose her ability to speak.
You know.
Oh, actually, that's...
Nothing so bad. This is a great enzyme. I was isolated with all the men of my planet.
So, you know, Tom asks you off again.
Okay.
For a day.
I said be careful.
Well, it's like a day.
Rep, man.
So it was like, you know, another day or two passes.
Okay.
So he takes you to New Orleans.
How much longer to see Hawkins?
Oh, probably another week.
Okay.
Enough time, I say.
Yeah, might be enough time. Maybe a week and a half.
I can help with the research. Not really.
What research?
You know, the morning...
What research?
So a couple days later, you know, some other random girl. The exact same thing happened.
Yeah. She
wakes up and
must be the alien artifact.
She's paralyzed. And
was she at the lecture?
Did you ask her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she was at the lecture.
Oh.
She said it was fun.
Wait.
Everybody was at the lecture.
Did you tell her right?
Except people who didn't get tickets.
No. She's, Zeldin.
Everybody's
Zeldin.
Important.
It's just another human.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting.
What about the people who have more important things to do?
We must figure out what this is.
Losers who couldn't get tickets.
We must figure out what this is.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor. I'm an engineer.
Damn it.
Anyways, So Donald,
that's my line.
So does this create a panic?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's only two people. Jeez.
And they have no, you know, in the U.S. that's plenty. goes through the newspaper and everyone gets scared and no longer eats apples.
So Tom takes you to New Orleans, you know, another little place, you know, Cisco's. It's kind of...
What? Takes him to Cisco's.
Cisco's?
Yeah.
You know, some, you know, small occasion place. You know, once again, you raise about it.
Okay.
They don't seem to know them quite as well.
Okay.
Videos, but, so he tries again to make a good impression.
Yeah,
he's getting a little better, you know.
Okay.
You have a feeling he's trying to move slower than usual. I don't know why.
He's restraining himself?
Yeah, could be.
Okay. Well, he seems nice, having a good time.
Yep.
Cool.
You know, so he'll take you there, you have a fairly good time. You know, take you back, nice and proper.
Cool.
Let's see. Let's go to your day. So nobody's been asked to dance yet. Nobody's asked now. So, Fulton, the Vulcan girl.
Okay.
No one
asked them to dance.
So, you know, she says, there's another exhibit in the museum. You know,
okay.
She'd like you to go over there. You'll see it.
Did she raise her eyebrows?
I'm not sure if she did it.
Let's see. It's a fossil history, right? Okay, let's make a history of Vulcan. It's another Vulcan, you know, exhibit.
Intellect with no modifiers, right?
Yeah. Don't you have history of Vulcan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six.
Okay. You know, so you once again, you know, you're somewhat impressed with your knowledge of the history of Vulcan, you know. Feeling you out as a proper Vulcan so far. Not one of those.
Not one of those half-breeds.
Yeah.
Not one of those emotional types.
Oh. Yeah, not one of those weird half-breeds. Look, you can't tell apart from the real pure blood.
Damn them.
Cool. Okay. For Eric, so Katrina asked you, you know, this time she invites you to, like, a party over at one of the frat houses.
Sure, you guys go party.
Yeah.
You need a party, would I go?
Yeah, your point.
Restaurant? Okay.
Yeah.
I did all the work. Do we have to pump our stomachs in the morning?
Do you try to overdose?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, she is.
No, she's she drinks quite a bit.
No goldfish eating?
You know.
But I'm all the way there. I love goldfish.
Well, I mean, she encourages you to do that kind of stuff while she watches and stuff.
Okay. I'll try not, you know, lose control. Keep control.
Right.
But, you know, if she feels like, you know, making me do something, I'm all for it.
Okay. So she gets you drunk and has her way. With you.
Yeah, okay.
But you don't really remember it too well.
Oh, damn.
In the morning.
Okay. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There are even other people and animals involved out here.
The animate object.
But, you know.
Hey, that's all I wanted out of this relationship.
She says you're not bad for Katarina.
You say not bad for humans. If I remembered it, she was great.
What?
She's a beta droid, right?
No, she's human.
Oh, she's human?
Yeah.
I tell her she was, you know, best thing I had last night. No,
okay.
I go,
well, I have to tell my girlfriends I'm dating a senior. That's like a big deal.
Yeah.
So am I.
This is like high school, right? So it's supposed to be a big deal.
Sort of.
My
girl's
bigger.
I'm certainly more so.
She's in the hospital, though, right?
Yeah, I understand she wasn't in the hospital before you started dating her.
Yeah.
I put her there.
Adam's too much.
You know, so. You know, Gunard. 2 or 3 days.
I didn't see there, Gunard.
Oh, yeah, I have a name. It's John, J-O-N, and then C-A-B-O-T-E, which is spelled, which is pronounced K, silent D-O-T. Like Cabot, except there's a
fun
bot, so it's just a K. Like John Cabote, without the
boat.
Just K. John K.
I'm Gonard.
Without the go, without
the D, even though you pronounce it. Gonard.
Gonard?
Can't
wait. We just call you the big T.
You know, a couple nights, you know, a couple more days pass. Not like a week. There's been like two more
incidents.
That's weird.
You know, people are starting to get worried now, you know.
So have they like same dorm, friends from
What's
college?
So no.
Yeah. All different races.
It's people in the academy though. You know, these are all have all been female.
Okay, all females. All girls. Have they all been in a certain class together, anything together like that? Everyone, the police track their movements for the last couple of weeks.
But, you know, unless you have a police connection or something.
Nah, I don't care. No.
But, you know,
I'm
the police are working on the case.
Okay.
Sure.
Now I feel reassured.
You know,
they are professional.
But, you know, they're all girls. And
are they all human?
No.
Are they all his species?
Nope. No, not totally. They're
all various races?
There are four different races, right?
Okay. Okay.
How many races? Someone's taking a collection of four.
Yeah, four different races.
Well, how many races?
Four. You know, four in like, a week. So, that's not too bad.
Sorry. Not because of panic, but other than that.
You know, really, they're just getting,
some sort of weird Sandy Hawkins disease. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
You just don't want to ask out the guys.
Damn them.
You can go talk to your girlfriend, see if she knows, has any other ideas or anything.
Did Mike go in the lecture?
Yeah, she's in the hospital?
Yeah, she doesn't know. The police, I'm sure the police are doing fine.
Well, it's his girlfriend, right? Is in the hospital, Kevin?
What is it?
There should be a spurious leap of logical.
Yeah. Well, you have to ask the right question. Look at Trumbull.
So who did you sleep with?
You got?
His name Tom?
Trumbull influences you got. Otherwise, it's
Tom
just
Paris. You've been eating in
persuasion.
New Orleans lately?
All female. All seen you.
Yeah, one of them have been in Paris, and the other one in
How about
you?
Face skills?
No.
No?
What?
I don't have those two.
Okay, just make a perception roll. So,
prison.
Number of dice.
Let's look them up all on the dating computer.
Presents?
Good idea.
Matchmaking.
We're going to look at the matchmaking program, Kev.
Okay.
Seven.
Your question was,
did they all attend the lecture?
Okay. So you find the room and stuff. Yeah, they all went to the lecture.
Why don't they do again?
If you roll a six, you have the next highest dice.
Only
in the wild day. Yeah.
Okay. Make a
matchmaking program.
Yeah, I know. Computer simulation.
Simulation?
Yep.
Damn it. I got two computers going. Not that.
Logic?
I have it.
You guys can
just ask me to help. No. What? Just straight perception?
Computer.
Just straight intellect?
Yeah, straight intellect.
I have computer simulation if you guys want to ask.
Six.
Me
we ask you.
What am I supposed to be doing?
I ask you. Computer simulation.
To do what?
Matchmaking program.
Well, there's a database in the metric.
Okay.
So they're trying to do some correlation.
We're just to see if any of the school information correlation. Five.
Should roll crappy anyway. Five.
Yeah, we'll just look at seven. So we'll get a seven. So the matchmaking program, so I guess you would find out that, these are all girls with very few matches.
High end or low end?
Low end. I mean, they...
Low end? I thought mine was a...
Well, okay. For three of them are... low end, and then yours is high end.
There aren't that many of your race.
Yeah. Basically, they have very few compatible matches.
Okay.
Generally means less dates.
Less dates.
So...
They need to be laid more, I think.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get to it.
I'm
just going to go to the police and notify them of this significant correlation.
Okay, I'll go visit my girlfriend.
All right,
I don't know.
There.
Don't really
Some
care,
reason.
But the police should know. We're smarter than
Hello.
Them.
Okay,
my maternal instinct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically. I go up to the TA and see if I can speak with the
professor. He's a pretty busy guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he has office hours. Every Monday.
Which class?
Yeah. 3 to 5.
Well, for
so
the
that's
most
like
part, I would just prefer a supervised visit with the exhibits he had on display.
That would be pretty hard to do unless...
Get our job, don't
understand. What could it be?
Unless you're some sort of archaeological, kind of person. Because, he has much less time to actually do, personal life.
I go talk to the gardener.
What do you want? Stop
That's what Picard said. You're always supposed to talk to the gardener. He's the one who knows everybody. Don't you watch enough Star Trek?
No.
The guy who knows everything at Starfleet Academy.
My favorite Martian.
Oh, it's the gardener.
It's the gardener. Picard learned more from the gardener than he did from any of his professors at the academy. Picard's why hang out with the gardener?
That's so much, I guess.
Picard's a stimulant.
He was giving Wesley instructions. If you ever have trouble.
Someone with archaeological skills.
Him giving Wesley advice.
Yeah, because he was saying it's helped me.
Okay. No, he's giving Wesley advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go talk to Gardner, yeah.
So bend your right over, pal.
So, you know, like a day later, you know, as you guys are still, what do you guys do your project? Probably one of you guys don't remember.
In the lab, I assume?
Yeah, there's labs too. Some people take them home.
Secret project.
Yeah. You know, just never know. It's really competitive.
That's true.
People would do something like that at Starfleet, and then it gets red.
They would get expelled, of course, if they were caught.
We don't keep it in my room, because I know somebody's out to get me.
I know somebody's out to get me, too.
We don't keep it in your room, either.
No one to get me, or yeah, Eric.
No one's out to get me.
Oh, sure.
Except...
So anyways,
I don't have a girlfriend in a coma.
You're the warp drive guy. You keep it.
I'm the high-paying threshold guy.
Sure.
They can torture me all they want. They won't get any information.
So the visit with the girlfriend went okay?
Yeah. Did you want to find anything, or do you want to just look comfort her?
She's
or
doing
whatever?
It. Yeah.
She said it's fine. You know, she had just met a nice guy. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she says that I walk in. No?
Pick up, Kate.
Yeah, sure.
If you said so. Close enough. I'll tell her I slipped the stage.
Okay. That's probably him. How many tell you right
there? Yeah, how many could this possibly be? Anyways, well, you're in your room. Knock on the door.
I look through the peephole.
There is a Benzite and a human in the Starfleet MP uniform.
Oh, really?
Told me it was hot.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Open.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
We saw you with the umbrella at the top.
Are you,
I was in the rain. I was in the umbrella.
Everyone has you, suspect number one.
They asked you if you are... God, Gonard.
Gonard. Actually, the R is
hotel,
fine,
right?
Too.
Okay.
R is silent. D is pronounced. Oh, right. The D is not there.
Ask if you're going now out of Telluride.
Well, yes. It's in West River. Okay. Telluride. He says yes. I'm Inspector. I'm Detective. Sketchingson. This is my partner, Detective Parsky. We're here in West.
Starsky and Hutch.
We're in
Go ahead. Investigating.
We're investigating a
murder.
A black market residue particle catalyst. Ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they really fast talking me? Yeah, sure, you know.
No, they're not.
Oh,
I'm just saying, recently there have been a lot of thefts of resonating particle catalysts.
Really?
From, various facilities.
Imagine that. Every time the quiz comes around.
They're investigating your class as a project, that well, requires
a spark. Look older than students?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty old.
They're not students in disguise, Dan.
No.
They
would be fast talking me. But no, they're just, they're like.
Okay, yeah, we're at the project.
Starfleet.
you know, so we're just asking, you know, like, where do you got your resonating particle catalyst
okay.
part?
Oh.
Bob over in the city.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm. Fuzzy Warp.
Fuzzy.
Tolerant. We know of him.
Tolerant connection.
Uh-oh.
One of your people, eh?
That's my uncle.
Oh, well, related, you know.
Uh-huh.